Good day, everyone. We're approaching 1 o'clock in the afternoon here in Negril, Jamaica. Some pretty ominous gray clouds have appeared just over our shoulder here. Looks like we're going to have ourselves some rain, but I found myself undercover. Keith Strop was sitting here with some wonderful people, and we've got Ellen Comp from Normal is here as well, California Normal, so lots of great Normal people here. But joining me here at the desk, we've got folks, Jamaicans themselves, who want to talk a little bit about what's happening. And we'll start with Nurse Linda. Hi, Nurse Linda, how are you?
So magnificent time here in Jamaica.
Yes, how could you not be magnificent here in Jamaica? And you are?
Curtis from Portland, Long Bay, Portland, Port Antonio.
Very nice, very nice. So you were talking about getting involved in a, forming a Normal chapter here in Jamaica.
Exactly, yes. I'm here with the Normal, the national level, and the California representative, Ellen Comp. So we decided, since there's no real active one here, to connect with one from the past and get activated, get it working again.
What's the law right now in Jamaica as far as ganja cannabis goes?
Well, right now they kind of to legalize it, but now they kind of get the people to get a registration, so you have to pay a little money. But what I concern about the poorer class of people who can't afford to pay to get it.
Right. There needs to be some way of recognizing this as a right that doesn't depend on wealth.
Yeah, it all depends on, you know, the people who can afford it, so them can get, even the government will reference them and then pay from the weed when they reap the weed or something like that.
So what are we going to do to fix that? What are some of the plans? Do you have friendly senators or representatives? Yes, go ahead.
Well, actually, I think, Linda, you just mentioned that we're going to be doing the Normal Jamaican chapter.
And tell folks your name.
My name is Sharifa Isan Wilson, and I'm actually from the Bay Area representing Natural Remedies Health Services. And here in Jamaica, Rasta Harvest UFO, or Uniting Farmers Organically.
Okay.
Okay, which is food security, the whole bit.
Okay.
But I'm blessed to be able to be in between the two communities, between the Bay Area, California, you know, which is like leading the industry when it comes to ganja, and here, like in the community, with people who this is really, it's their medicine, you know, it's their welfare. They, you know, sell a little ganja, but they can eat that night, okay. And then to be able to link up with Normal, you know, of all groups, and to see that, okay, we need a chapter here. We need to be really represented here,
yeah.
You know, and with the link between the two worlds, you know, we can make the differences, you know, and you know what I'm saying?
Sure. Now, politically, I don't know how the Jamaican government works. Is there any sort of referendum or initiative system, or does this have to go through the legislature and friendly politicians?
Everything would have to go through friendly politicians, but the good part that right now what just passed was the idea that for Rasta Sacrament, we can have events like this and actually smoke. Okay, so if this is your medication and this is your meditation right now, at least that's been recognized.
Yes.
You know, and for High Times magazine to be here in Jamaica right now at this time, you know, it's auspicious. I mean, it can only be successful for everybody. So, like Curtis is saying, you know, as a local Rasta farmer, is please don't leave out the little people. You know, don't make this a corporate thing. You know, make it what Peter Tosh said, you know, for peace, for, you know, for the healing of the nation, which is needed.
How would you set that up? How would you like you get to wave a magic wand, and you get the perfect legalization you want for Jamaica? What would it look like?
Yeah, well they say they legalize it, but at the moment it don't legalize as yet, because it's still like 2 pounds. You still have chances. We have many pounds and stuff like that. So we're still working on it, you know, as far as we did see. And we did know that this is the healing of the nation. And then now it's come forward in Jamaica, and then we are trying to work on it to legalize it to the best.
How about, like, if people want to sell it and have shops to sell it, how would you want that to run? I mean, because we worry about it getting too big.
Well, those people is going to be very few people, because you have to go be a licensed shop owner and stuff like that. So I think you have to go to a lot of stuff to do that. Yeah.
Sort of a regulation system, licensing, like if you wanted to open up any kind of shop.
Yeah, definitely.
Go ahead.
All right, so she brought my name up as to who I am. I'm Linda Jackson from the Bay Area. I run a patient clinic for information, education on how to be a safe safe access to medicine at home. So I've been coming here for over 20 years. I'm a total Peter Tosh fan from way back when, and for this to be happening now, it makes me feel very, very, very wonderful, because this has always been my fight, in that I fought for his sons to be free at different times and intervals from this medicine. You know, that when Andrew was in California, I was one of the ones who actively fought to get him free, to be able to continue to sing about it and bring it forward. And now to have it here active in my lifetime makes me very happy. I'm very proud to be a part of this day, this event, and continue to do the education, information, and the medical aspect of what cannabis does for us.
Was it, I mean, I don't know how much of the background you'd know, but was it difficult to get the Jamaican government to accept High Times coming here with such an event?
From the hearsay, I just heard through the grapevine on the web pages, on the Facebook signs, and listening through news media. Yes. And it's still complicated in that we don't have everything, the little things that we need here right now to get it going, which is the tickets, the passes, and things that make it safe and accessible for what we're doing. So that's putting pressure and time on the organizers. And I'm grateful for them to be patient with that process, as this is so new for them, but they're allowing the process to take its course. And I feel very good that it's going to be totally awesome for everybody that's involved, and no pain, no foul.
Yeah, anytime you've got a whole bunch of people enjoying ganja and nothing bad is happening and there's a lot of celebration and happiness, it's just a postcard for what could be.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
And what a beautiful place to have it. I want to thank you guys for joining us on the show, and enjoy Negril's beauty. And
can I just invite one more person?
Oh, yeah, let's bring
it. I mean, we're a team called, we're called the J Team.
Oh, the J Team.
We formed the J Team here to, and this is Ellen, who's also
Ellen's
Lala.
A good friend of the show. Oh, tell us about Token Women then. Okay. Hi, Ellen. Oh, yeah, so we have to take an important safety briefing before. There we go. So, Ellen, Token Women.
Hi. How are you, Russ? Happy to see you in Jamaica at the first High Times. And
I'm
here at the Normal booth. And I hope you'll ask Keith about what went down in Jamaica since he testified in Parliament here.
Yeah, we can talk about that for sure.
Yeah. And I'm here in costume with my beautiful Jamaican sisters.
Ellen's having fun here at the High Times Cannabis Cup. And I'm exposing my Pacific Northwest skin to the harsh rays of the sun. So.
Yeah, right. So you want to talk about Token Women?
Yes, that's what I was wanting to talk about. Token Women.
Brand new book, hot off the press.
You've got a book.
That I wrote for women, based on...
Can I read it still?
Yes, you can read it still. In fact, a lot of guys are buying it for their wives or their sisters or their mothers, and but I'm sure they're reading it as well. Oh, that's great. Thanks.
There we go.
So, as you know, I've been blogging for like over a decade at veryimportantpotheads.com. Or I've been, you know, blogging and writing. And then now I have my blog, Token Women.
Yeah.
And so I've taken the research from that and condensed it into about 51-page stories about women. If you flip through it, you can see there's a picture for each woman.
Oh,
and then
Mama Cass, Grace Slick, Margaret Mead, Candy Barr, Leah Leeds, Anita O'Day. Yeah, this is... Tallulah Bankhead. By the way, Tallulah Bankhead and I have the same birthday.
You're so similar to
Yeah.
She was very interesting. I mean, I could talk about any of them, because there's some that people know about, but I have a lot of, you know, I go through the jazz singers, the bohemian writers.
Yeah.
Tallulah was, since you were interested in Tallulah, she was the daughter of an Alabama senator who smoked pot in Paris in about 1898, I want to say.
Okay.
She kind of took off there, and then she became an actress, and she was on Broadway, and she was really one of the first showbiz personalities. I mean, she had a radio show, actually, Russ.
Okay.
Just like you. That was very popular.
Already.
She said, I'm the foe of moderation. I'm the champion of excess.
I like her even more.
And in one of her... she actually was brought to court by one of her assistants for money in her later years, and the assistant, in order to smear her, said that he had to roll her joints for her. So she may have been the inspiration for Tennessee Williams' play A Sweet Bird of Youth, where it's the actress who has a hashish habit, or she may have been the inspiration for All About Eve, and maybe Cruella de Vil also of the Dalmatians. So, in fact, there's a... I'll have to put it in a future book. There's a cartoon that Dale dug up of kicking marijuana out, an early prohibitionist cartoon. Yeah. And to me, it looks like Tallulah Bankhead.
Huh.
I think in a way she was the symbol, much like Bessie Smith was, similar era.
Yeah.
Bessie Smith died in 1937, the same year the Tax Act happened.
Right.
It was a scandal because supposedly they wouldn't take her to a black hospital. But about 4,000 people attended her funeral.
Okay.
And she had the song, Give Me a Reefer.
Right.
She was also well known, maybe more in the black community, as, you know, the free woman, right? And of course, vilified by some for it. And so those two juxtaposed make right there a very interesting in a history of the 30s, you know, around the time when the energy was there to actually make it illegal.
Yeah. So it's Token Women, a 4,000-year herstory of women and marijuana by Nola Evangelista.
That's a pen name I took years ago when many people, including Keith, advised me not to say that I smoked pot, and so I was published under that name.
That's great.
But it was kind of given to me around the time I became an evangelist.
I love it. That's beautiful. So we can get this on Amazon and all the book places?
Very soon on Amazon, right now at Cal Normal, canormal.org, here at the festival. I'm selling it for $20, which is what you get it for online, but I'm giving $10 to Normal.
Excellent.
And so this would be a good place to get it.
Token Women, Nola Evangelista, a.k.a. Ellen Comp from California Normal. Nice to see you again.
Thank you. You too.
All right, we're going to take a break. Thank you all, Curtis. Thank you.
One blessing.
Thank you. Thank you. And thanks for speaking to us.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a break here because the joint's headed my way.